Thank you, Bobby. And here we are at 8:15 on Wednesday morning. Somehow those things go together just like coffee and cream. Man, it sounds good to me. Here's Bill Hall with his creamy voice from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I love that.
Bill
those
Hall.
Guys, they give me such energy. And I remember when that song first came out, and it was a hit from Jump Street.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you.
Go for it.
In the 80s, you ever do any breakdancing?
You know, I tried it. I could pop a little bit, but not much.
You couldn't lock, though. You could pop.
Yeah, I couldn't lock. I mean, it just wasn't my forte.
I did head spins. I did back spins. I could never do the windmill.
Yeah,
and the windmill was amazing.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yes. My best move was the chiropractor.
Your best move was Peggy. That's what your best move was.
Bag all right.
All right. Tell you what, sponsored by Premier Homes and Properties, sponsoring this portion of the program, Bill Hall joins us. So good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Larry England in your stead last week. Did a yeoman's job, as always.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I love him, and I so appreciate the fact that he helps me with the show so I can get a break every now and then and sleep in. So, you know, it's interesting. I had some folks come in from actually Tampa and South Carolina yesterday. And Jermaine and her friend Mike and Lisa came in, and Mike and Lisa are moving here. They've already found a place, and they're moving here. And Jermaine's somebody I've been talking to for months on the phone, and finally she got her house under contract in South Carolina. She's come to East Tennessee to buy a home, and we're going to really welcome her because she's a wonderful, wonderful person and really a very good spiritual, holistic person, and it's really, really, really good. The surprising thing is that Jermaine's price range is between $500,000 and $800,000.
Okay.
And so you would think, even in this day and age, that you could find a house that she would like within that price range. Well, we went out yesterday and surprisingly enough looked at houses, which we're going to do again today, and I'm really looking forward to it. But trying to find the right fit, there's just not a lot out there. And I say that the inventory is short, but you really don't feel it till you start going into houses and seeing how short it is. There's only a few houses to look at in that price range.
Yeah.
In the entire East Tennessee.
As a realtor, what does that do to your mental state?
Well, it doesn't do it much to the mental state as much as it does to the financial state.
Which
affects the mental state.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It becomes a little challenging there, you know, for realtors. And I give it to the credit to them. I mean, you know, put a house on the market and in this day and age, and it's almost gone immediately. And I'll tell you what happened this weekend. I put a house in Jonesboro on the market. And it was a two-bedroom, one-bath house that I put on the market for $175,000. And the first day, we had like five offers on it. And so that's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But in the days past, we would have had 20 offers on it. So
yeah, within 30 seconds of that.
Yeah, so we're seeing a huge pullback there. And I think that that's going to continue for quite a while. In fact, interesting topic that I learned this morning when I was doing some research on, hey, what am I going to talk about on the radio today? Because I didn't have a topic when I came in, or when I woke up, rather. So the Federal Reserve did a study, and what they did is they polled people. They said, how, a year from now, what do you think the interest rate is going to be? And the majority of the people said 9.4%.
Wow.
Boy, if that's not a buzz killer, there's nothing is, you know,
when
you're getting a mortgage. And on top of that, if you have good credit, well, you'll pay more than that.
Yeah, what's up with that? I heard that online, and you know, I get all my news and information off of TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that. Now, is it true that our president basically said, "Hey, if you've got really good credit,"
he said this: "If you worked all your life to build great credit and you've preserved it, and it's really important for your financial integrity, is really important to you, great. We're going to charge you 0.25% more on your interest, and that's going to go to help people that don't have good credit make their payments."
I'm sorry.
Does that sound a little weird to
anybody? That does sound a little. Sounds a lot weird.
We're in an upside down world. I mean, I don't even know how to describe that.
Yeah,
that doesn't even make sense to me.
I mean, why would you try to get good credit then? You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, why? Right? Why pay your bills on time?
Yeah.
If you don't pay your bills on time, you save money.
You know, just about the time I start to grow up and start getting good credit and having a little money, the bottom falls out.
The carpet out from under you. So it's, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that's going on out there. But as far as the interest rates go, I mean, the majority of people said the Federal Reserve is going to be at 9.4% a year from now. I don't see it that way. I think it's going to be level out around 5 to 5.5%.
Yeah.
So there's a huge disparity there. The only good thing that I say about my prediction is that most of the college kids agree with me that it's going to level out about 5 to 6%.
Okay.
So,
but what do they know? You know.
But what do they know? Right. Exactly. But what's going to have to happen is, because there's so many people pulling back and making homes unaffordable because the interest rates go up and people are trying to buy them down. Like on my way here, I heard the news. They were talking about, you know, new home sales are up because builders are given incentives. Well, they should give incentives. They're charging almost $300 a square foot for a house that,
wow,
an existing house you could buy for $100 to $150. Well,
yeah,
really, $150 a square foot. So it's a big difference. It's half the price per square foot on existing,
yeah,
homes versus new construction. So, yeah, they have to give incentives to get people in that saddle, for sure. Buy down interest rates, do whatever they have to do. But they've got to turn their inventory, that's for sure.
I was going to ask you about other creative ways when things are slow like this to try to, I know you can't kickstart the entire market, but perhaps individual listings and so forth, creative ways to jumpstart those. What do realtors do?
Well, you have to be, the number one thing is you got to know your numbers, and you guys have heard me say that 1,000 times, and you got to know your numbers. You got to know what the market, what your that particular property will bring in this environment, because you're chasing a market that's fluctuating up and down, up and down and not really making sense of anything. So what you have to do is know your numbers. So the house that I put on Friday or Saturday, I knew my numbers really well. So I knew how to maximize that particular property as far as getting it the most amount of exposure and getting it on the market for the highest that I thought the house would bring in this environment. Again, I'm chasing a market that's deteriorating slightly. So I hit it exactly perfect, and
wow.
all the offers that came in were right there at the asking price. So, I mean, that just double proves it if there's anything like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard, Carl. There's no one answer to that. There's just a lot that's going on.
Not, but
you got to know the numbers. You got to know the numbers.
Okay. Well, thanks for the answer, because you know that helped a lot of us, myself included, kind of have a better understanding of what you and other real estate agents in your company are having to do and having to look at, too.
So. Now, Bill, I got to ask you real quick before you head out here. You know, I've been trying to sell the grandmother's house in North Carolina for probably 6 months or so.
Yes.
And I had an offer, and then basically it's an old house, so I said, look, cash only, I'm not fixing anything as is. Plus, you get everything in the yard and stuff
like
that.
Sure, all the beautiful trees and fruit trees,
the cars
all over the world.
You know, everything in the yard. So I had somebody make an offer, got it, said, all right, let's do it, went to sign it. And it was just a weird situation where they wanted to stay in the house before we closed on it because they were up from Florida and didn't want to buy a hotel. And I was like, sorry, no, can't do that.
So basically, you had a house under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it was under contract, right?
It was under contract, yep.
And the people wanted early occupancy. They wanted to occupy your home before they bought it.
Yep. And then when we said no, the realtor found them trying to camp out in the backyard.
Wow. That's...
And we said, no, can't do that either. So when I went to go sign the paperwork and stuff like that, that day...
The closing.
Yeah. They said, we're pulling out. And luckily, I'd already done my check there, you know, got my $500. But then my realtor said, hey, man, they got another $500 that they're holding back, and now they're trying to get that money back because they feel like they've been wronged or whatever.
So that's called disputing the earnest or trust
money. Right. Uh-huh. So I got a notice of intent to deposit disputed earnest money with the clerk of court, and I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? Do I have to do anything?
You don't at this point, but... You're going to have to either, A, go there at the time. Well, you'll be notified before there's a hearing of a general master who's going to hear it. And of course, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving legal advice to anybody ever. Anyway, but but you're going to have to most likely go there or present a statement to them that is your side of it. And your side of it basically is they did not follow through on the purchase and sale agreement, so therefore they forfeited it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the North Carolina contracts because I'm not a North Carolina agent.
Right.
But I think that they have a similar clause that the Tennessee says that if you do walk away from it, you do forfeit your earnest money. Now, if you want to dispute that, you better have a good darn reason to dispute it. So they're going to have everything that you're going to have, except for they have to have a better reason.
They wouldn't let us camp out in their backyard, man.
That would not be a good reason. That would not be a good reason. You can't camp in people's yards. First off, there's a liability on your part. Okay. So that's not a good reason. So they're going to have to come up with a good reason, but most likely, I think that they'll back down before they have to be.
Now, great advice like this you can get at Bill's Place, Premier Homes and Property. And what's that number?
Well, that's an easy one. My office number is 530-7077, and my cell number is 423-946-7575. Again, 946-7575. And that's
thank you, Bill.
The best number to get a hold of me. Yep.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.